So it just means, like, then it's your turn to read. You know, like, how popcorn reading in, like, middle school?
I don't think I ever did that, actually.
You never did that?
So basically... Whoa.
Do I have, like, some sort of a devalued childhood now?
I didn't know that wasn't a widespread term. Maybe it's a Philadelphia thing.
No, I don't think so, but it's not, apparently it's not a universal thing. No, we're just gonna be like, I'm gonna get to the end of a paragraph and be like, Popcorn David, and then he's gonna get to the end of the paragraph and be Popcorn Crimson.
Okay, this is blowing my mind. I always thought this was like a universal constant.
Like the speed of light, like which is disproven in this
Jordan,
manga.
This is like the water ice thing where Rachel, my girlfriend is from, or my fiance is from Florida, and she had no idea what water ice was.
Right, that blew my fucking mind when I realized that other people didn't know what water ice is. Crimson, do you know what water ice is?
No.
All right, we can talk, Dylan's gotta cut this out.
Water ice sounds like it's stuck between two phases of matter.
Why does everyone say water ice is Italian ice?
It's a stupid name for...
It's just flavored ice.
It's Italian ice or shaved ice.
Oh, like an icy.
Yeah, pretty much an icy is water ice.
Okay.
Yes. God, for my entire life until then, I thought that everyone used that term to describe it.
It's a Philly term for it, or I'm sorry, the correct term is water ice.
Water ice.
Water ice.
It's like soda versus pop then.
Gonna go down to shore, get some water ice and an eggie from the wall.
I don't even know what Dylan's gonna do with this. All right, shall we dive back into it though?
Yeah.
All right, Dylan. I'm gonna pray for you, Dylan.